Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
If I needed a defensive tackle, I'm willing to take Kenneth Brandt pretty much as high as I need him.
Backs up on first down, his pressure, and slung down at the five. The pass rush gets home. That's big Kenneth Brandt.
It's Mike Shope.
I think the Bills can beef up this defense literally up front with a defensive lineman in Kenneth Brandt or Tyreek Williams. Get somebody that can help get you off the field as a pass rusher, and then get a coverage safety that can take away the football on the back end. And this defense would be ready to go to war with those three guys.
Klubnik lets it go deep, and it is intercepted by the All-American Malachi Starks.
And the Bulldog.
They don't have a number one wide receiver. I wonder if they'll be aggressive in the draft.
Cook pumps, throws, Burton in space. That's where you want him to get the football.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Here we go, another hour of our annual NFL pre-draft special. You can watch us on YouTube, talk to each other. We may look like we're far apart, but I can almost touch Nate, which I've never done. There's Bulldog right there. And your mic is not on.
Is that? Yeah, okay, it works. Has anyone ever sat here before?
Couple times. Couple times.
That was my spot for a long time.
We've had four or five of us in here a time or two, so yeah, but it's been a while.
It changed for me when I wanted to use my own computer, and this is where the space is.
Yeah, this is where the phone is now.
And this one, yeah. But that's always kind of like been there, but I would use the work computers until that just was not better.
But you were never this close to me. You were more like in the middle here of that spot, yeah. But
that mic. Anyway,
yeah.
I feel I kind of wish I was here for the olive loaf argument. To be in the middle of that would have been, or the journey argument, I would have liked to have been in the middle of that,
well,
frankly.
The floor is yours. It is pre-draft. I mean, it's not like it's tonight.
Sure, that's right. We do have a week.
We do have a week, which we will use on the mostly on the draft.
Mostly, yeah.
Do you have, on the draft, if I may, do you have a position group that you think you have the best handle on?
Corner.
All right, good, because yeah. I don't feel like I have that locked down, so to speak. I know there are five or six names.
Yeah,
Siobhan Revelle is another one that
like
now you see sometimes in mock drafts. There, yes or no, there should be someone at that position worthy of pick 30.
Yes, it's funny. I was on with Chris Trapasso yesterday, which I'm sure, you know, if he got royalties for every time we mentioned his name on the show here, I think he would be doing quite well.
Better than Journey.
Yeah, much better than Journey. we talked about this yesterday, about how the board, you know, will likely fall. I think I saw Ben Solak tweet about this too. He's like, this is going to be one of those drafts where the guy or gal that has the mock draft that's like 80% correct, you know, Evan Silva is always he's a very good mock drafter. Like, I think everyone's going to struggle this year,
right?
Because, I mean, you just have guys that are going 30 that could go in the third round in somebody's seven round mock. It is a very unique draft for that. But I think the need for the Bills, and I know we were talking about it in there too. Chris Brown loves Derek Harmon from Oregon, and I like him a lot as a player. I think they need a big guy. They need a one technique, and he doesn't really strike me as a 4-3 inline one tech that's going to be a man eater. So for me, if Kenneth Grant's gone, I don't know that you want to wait until 56 or 62 to take a corner, because I don't think you're going to get. I think the guys that you are going to get that are going to be step-in starters are the ones you're going to get at 30. I think you can get guys at the one-tech position at 56 or 30, or 62 that you can just say, all right, they can plug and play.
I feel like Grant is the end of somebody who could be really do both things, right?
Maybe be a blue chip.
Right. They want someone, to eat up space and help Ed Oliver and keep guys off linebackers and all that traditional stuff, but they also might be striving for more than that. And the guys that you're getting on Saturday or even on Friday are probably don't have the potential. Grant might be the last one, if the rankings are correct. He's usually the last one of those guys that could turn into space eater plus, right? Like he can penetrate and get to the quarterback eventually. Like I think he might have the potential to develop that. Outside of that, I'm probably waiting until Saturday to pick that guy.
And I mentioned this point, and I should have taken the time between yesterday and now to look up this guy's name, but the Bills added this former Atlanta defensive coordinator, and again his name is just escaping me, but they immediately made a move in Michael Hoyt to sort of prop up what he did very well in Atlanta, which was they like to blitz, they like to disguise their blitz, and they like to run man coverage. Well, they got one of the two things done. I think the other thing they'd really like across from Christian Benford is a guy that can be a man corner, and they tried to draft one in the first round a couple of years ago with Kyrie Elam. It didn't work out because he could not play the zone, and he wasn't really a great man corner. He was a good press physical guy at the line of scrimmage, but once you were able to beat it. So this draft, I think, at 30, I think provides a very unique group of corners that I really like that have high athletic profiles that are 4-3, 4-4 guys, all 6-2, long arms, can play both man and zone. So for me, I have viewed 30 really from the beginning as this is their opportunity to get their long-term cost control starter on the other side of Christian Benford.
Right. Who's your favorite idea there?
Because By the way, Ryan Nielsen is the name of the coach.
Ryan Nielsen, thank you. I like Revelle a lot.
Me too.
I can understand if there's hesitancy. They've already got two guys that aren't going to play for the first 6 weeks of the year, and if they just feel we can't have a bunch of guys that aren't playing – I could get down with that point, but he's 22, 21 years old. He should probably be very close to ready to go.
He got hurt in September.
September. Yeah. He'll be a year removed by the time they start. Right. I would think he's going to be fine. He, to me, I think before the injury, is the guy that you're talking about right after Travis Hunter. Jahde Barron is in a huge, we talked about this yesterday. Chris and I were both in agreement. Neither of us really liked Barron as a prospect. He's going to be a very high pick. We think he's overrated. Smaller guy. Really, he's played 70% of his snaps outside, but was really short arms and was kind of being projected to be a slot corner. So even if he somehow falls in this draft, I don't really view him as a guy that I think the Bills would target, because they've clearly got their slot cornerback situation figured out. But I just think there are so many specimens. I like Trey Amos a lot from Ole Miss, but I think the guy that I'm really coming around on a lot is Kit Harrison from Kentucky. He's a 4-3 guy. I think he ran a 4.38 40. And on top of that, 6'2", 6'2 and a half, long arms. That to me is the guy I want. I want long arms, specimen, and can run, because I was surprised at how good last year Christian Benford was in man coverage.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'd like to run more of it.
I want to say probably one, at least maybe two of those names makes it to day two.
It's very possible, yeah.
You know, just thirst for other positions, Revelle's injury, whatever it is. And I think you mentioned sort of not having, at 56, the Bills' second pick, being able to get this player there. So, interesting, maybe this would surprise people to know. This is, again, just one chart, draft value, the draft tech chart. But it's going to be hard for them to move up significantly in the second round to draft someone like this without using both seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe they use next year's picks, but their next pick after their second round pick, sorry if that's confusing, 109. If you package 109 and 56, which is their first second round pick, that's about seven spots up in value, seven or eight spots up.
They can get into
the
40s. 49,
you can
right?
get yeah. in 40, 48, 49. That's right. Dolphins, Bengals. So that seems like a little bit expensive for moving up seven spots in the second round.
I agree.
And that might not, I don't know, Nate, this is a question for you. Is that even far enough?
Yeah.
To solve this particular problem.
I think I was listening on the way in and Jeremy talking about not really wanting to trade back. I also agree. I think I'm not here to I don't think it'll be some sort of, you know, travesty if they don't end up doing this. But I think this is the draft. You really want to have four picks in the top 75. So for me, I see absolutely no value in them taking three players in the sixth round. I don't see the value in it. Mm-hmm. There aren't 10 or 11 spots on this roster up for grabs. So for me, I don't think they should be picking. They should, the fourth round, the fifth round, whatever. I'm not interested in them. I'd like to be leaving here on Saturday next week at around 3 or 4 o'clock. And that just like the rest of the rounds is just that we're interviewing people. So for me, you know, do I see them potentially moving up in the second? To your point, Mike, I think it'll be a little difficult. To me, it's could you get up early into the third round and how would that look? I think we talked about this yesterday too. How many times last year did they talk about feeling burned by the league by not getting that third round compensatory?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pick. I think it ended up being the difference between them getting up to get Brian Thomas Jr. and not. I think it ultimately was the reason that they moved back. They felt they really needed that third round pick. They don't have it this year, and you don't hear them talking about it in the same way they were last year. So for me, maybe they're not as giddy about doing that, but to me, if you could figure out a way to have four picks in the top 75 of this draft, I think there's a reasonable like scenario there where they end up with four starting caliber players.
I don't think you can do it without trading down. I mean,
I would agree with that.
Again, by the numbers, and not, I'm not taking trying to take you so literally, but pick 75. It's about where we're at here.
Mm-hmm.
That's equivalent to every one of their Saturday picks, which is seven players.
Sure.
Like,
in reality, no one's doing that. Yeah, one's doing that. I agree with you that the trade back is probably their best. So for me, I have thought that if you're really like one of these corners, trading back 5, 7, 8 spots makes a ton of sense to me, because then you can get the ammunition that Mike's talking about to then find your way back into the top 75. And for me, if the difference between Amos, Hairston, Ravel, that Porter kid from Iowa State, if they're all kind of similar to you, you don't maybe care if two or three of those guys are off the board, as long as you end up with one of them at, say, 38.
I'll give you what might be a good hypothetical by the same draft tech chart. Pick 30. Say New Orleans wants Jackson Dart, and mm-hmm. he's still there, or even Sanders. They want their quarterback. 30 for 40 and 93. Saints. That works. That, there's your math.
And then you could get a couple of those sixths and a 93rd pick and move yourself up early into that third round, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that's how it has to happen.
So you're out of the first round this way. What do you think of the optics of that? Like, last year they traded out of the first round. It didn't really, to this point, is this not fair? Like, it didn't work.
No, I just think they picked the wrong. If they picked Ladd McConkey, I don't think we're talking about it not working. I think we're talking about what a brilliant decision that was.
that's they how that just, goes.
Kind. I mean, again, I don't want to be hypercritical to say that they got that pick totally wrong. It appears they're not. And I also think the conversation about wide receiver, if 56 or 62 is a wide receiver, what's the conversation about Keon Coleman? Because I'm then finding it hard to find out where he fits on the roster on the 53. If you have your, and then you have Dwayne Carter, who is probably going to get pushed out by whomever they draft in the top two rounds here at defensive tackle. And you're like, listen to you guys too, talk about Jeremy, like talking about Cole Bishop, where, you know, they kind of maybe or they can't trust him or whatever. Then your top three picks from last year are all in this very awkward position of the draft picks this year are now potentially taking their place. I don't know that I believe that about Bishop.
Yeah,
but
I feel like, and you made this point about Coleman with me on Friday, and I've referenced it a couple times this week in talking with Mike and here. I think you might be overstating it a bit, because nobody's playing 98% of the snaps.
Sure.
Right? So if they get another guy that's got a different skill set that eats into Coleman, oh, that's fine.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't think they're going to draft a guy that has a lot of slot.
No, I definitely agree with that.
So then you're drafting another outside guy, and you have Palmer, this guy, Curtis Samuel that plays inside and outside, and I think they want to use him more, and Coleman. So if you're telling me Coleman's going to now play more big slot, then maybe you're right. But they have basically said, like, he's an exterior. He's on the mm-hmm. outside. He's not a slot player. Unless they change their tune on that. Like, and I know Matt Harmon is all about this. Like, he is like, if you want to unlock Keon Coleman, it's going to be from the slot. And listen, Mac Hollins did a lot of work out of the slot, and there's a ton of snaps. Well, I mean, his snaps are gone. So could he replace them in the slot because Josh Palmer doesn't do that? Sure. I don't know. I guess where I'm going with this is, let's say it's Trey Harris, which is like my draft crush at wide receiver. He's probably taking a good amount of those outside reps.
It definitely shines a negative light on the Coleman pick, but I don't think it makes him disappear entirely, which is all I'm saying. Like, I think there's plenty of room for timeshare
there. Yeah. No, I mean, that is right. That is right. So, yeah, I guess at the end of the day.
And I would say, furthermore, the uncertainty about Coleman, which really the Bills instigated themselves, the way they've talked about him, maybe warrants having, you know, just another guy just in case, right? Like, they can tell Coleman he's got to do this and this and this. I don't know. The fact that you had to tell him in the first place might be an indicator that you're worried about him actually doing it. So let's make sure I've got some insurance here, and that's why I'm thinking about a guy in those first three picks.
How many quarterbacks go in round one?
I think two.
I'm saying under 2.5. I think it's two at the most.
Unless the Bills could be the reason there's a third.
That other hypothetical with the Saints for one. Cleveland.
Right. I Shedeur Sanders will be the second quarterback, I do think. I have a really tough time thinking a guy that's got 70% of his throws is verticals, screen passes, and RPOs going in the first round. I think the Saints would be foolish to trade up for a quarterback. They should be doing everything they can to be bad. But they'll probably do something stupid.
Love the sound of that. I love a team that wants to be bad.
Like they should embrace it. Who's the guy they got last year from South Carolina that
Rattler.
Wasn't good? Yep. Just throw him out there.
You're up, buddy.
And right, good luck. I think wide receiver and defensive back, I know Matthew Coller was talking about this. I was watching one of his podcasts 2 weeks ago about, and I'm never going to remember this guy's name, but the other receiver that was across from Chris Carter, and they drafted Randy Moss.
Jake Reed.
I'll hear that name 10 times. I'm not going to remember it. I feel the same way about defensive back. Look at what the Ravens did. The Ravens didn't need safety. They took Kyle Hamilton, and it changed the outlook of their defensive backfield. They have tons of versatility. They just let go of Marcus Williams, a good player.
Paging Nick Emmanuel.
Right. So to me, defensive back and wide receiver, I just think the Bills have not spent enough of assets at either of those positions. They should do that in this draft.
Do you have... We asked you, Mike asked you, which position group you felt, you know, you had the strongest hold on. How about edge? Because that, I think, is also a need that could be in play at 30, depending on how it falls. Like, is there an idea there that you like the most?
So, my buddy on the Rock Power Pro podcast, he hates Shamar Stewart. He's like a tools guy and didn't really have a lot of production in college. The Bills did their homework on him. I think he was a top 30 visit. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're wasting a top 30 visit unless you think there's an opportunity he falls. I think he might fall. The production in college at A&M just wasn't there,
but it's a
physical specimen. If the Bills could get their hands on a guy like that at 30, I would like that a lot. At the edge position, I think it's not as deep as defensive tackle. So if you're going to take one, it would probably be in the second round. I don't know where you guys are. I know Jeremy's kind of not on the safety train. They've got one safety under contract after next year. I think the safety could absolutely be in play. And I think if it's corner, defensive tackle, defensive end, people probably will say good.
Yeah.
But I think I'd really like a wide receiver in there or a safety. And obviously, I'm a Notre Dame guy. I like Xavier Watts a whole bunch because – he has something in the safety room that they don't currently have, which is that just deep half, pass defender. And I'm sick of the narrative that Sean McDermott doesn't need these DBs or corners. He's been able to do these great things that he should want good players at those positions. Yeah. You shouldn't always just be able to, he's able to get by with Dane Jackson and Levi Wallace and I think they wanted a world where they didn't have to get by a corner when they the Trey White injury sucks in hindsight. But it's not like they were looking at it we're always going to have mid-level, replacement-level corners. They were like, no, it's time for us to invest on the other side in the injury and, Kyrie Elam not working out. So I think for me, corner, wide receiver, defensive tackle would be my... it's kind of my wish list.
They draft defensive players right off the board. They'll get their A's.
Yes, that's right.
Throw a wide receiver in there, you'll just be like, huh? But it will make sense to us.
Well, I loved Silva's. I don't love Luther Burden as a prospect for them specifically, but I loved the shakeup and the conversation. It immediately started with people it's wide receiver. I don't. If they took a wide receiver at 30.
Evan knows a lot. He loves his long shots, too.
Jeremy would be here at 4:15 on Friday morning if they drafted a wide receiver. He'd be decorating the room with banners and so on and so forth. So,
Nate, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Nate Geary, Buffalo, the Honda you want is now in stock at your local Upstate Honda dealer. Now's the perfect time to drive in the moment with their road trip ready Honda vehicles. When you're driving a Honda, you're driving the brand name Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com, best value brand for 2024. Bring on the weekend getaways, the faraway destinations, and the memories. Now is the time to buy a Honda. For great deals, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, with more after the update. Sneaky Joe at 6, our annual WGR pre-draft special continues next.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.